Hosanna in the highest, and the Lord and Jesus. Amen.
And you can follow the Pumpkin Pie Fraudcast on Facebook, or you can follow us on Twitter at Pumpkin Pie Fcast. You can do the same for Jeremy by himself at on Twitter at Blindfold801 or Blindfold801 on Facebook. You can also follow him on his Bandcamp page, which is Jeremy Velarde at .bandcamp.com. JeremyVelarde.bandcamp.com. And he's got some other stuff there. You can also follow Brad Barker on Twitter at Brad Barker Art, or you can follow him on Facebook with victimswilling.com. Oops. You can find them on Facebook too. Or you can go to victimswilling.com, or you can go back to Facebook and go to Brad Barker Art, bigartcartel.com. Whoops. I seriously need to hire somebody to do this shit for me. All right. So Brad Barker Art on Twitter. And then victimswilling.com, and then Brad Barker Art, bigcartel.com, or you can find him on Facebook at Pinprick Buttons. Oh my goodness. So anyway, I need complete help with this. So if anybody has some neat talking skills that are better than mine, come on in. Because I'm just going to talk about Jesus and the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest. Amen.
Anyway, you can... I don't know. I'm really appreciative of you guys listening to this. So I'm going to leave this as the intro. So enjoy this gosh dang show. Bye-bye. Talk about, but we're here at the pie hole.
Did you already play the music? Because
yeah, what did you intro?
Oh, I introed it with Lori Myers by NoFX. That's a good song.
You don't do the pumpkin pie thing.
Oh yeah, I do that too.
Oh okay.
I overstimulate ears before it gets to the garbage part of us talking about like 227 or the Jeffersons. Which The Jeffersons is a much better show than 227.
I have no idea what 227 is. I barely know what The Jeffersons are.
Black comedies from the 80s.
I get in moods where I want to be black really bad.
Yeah.
So I watch 80s sitcoms, and then I'm cool with like one black dude at work.
Do you Do you love Golden Child?
Golden Child? Yeah, yeah. I got the knife.
I want the knife. That's yeah. My favorite part.
So we got Wes.
Wes Nappy.
In the studio.
Hi.
Studio.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Blindfold 801, ex-CryptoBionic mm-hmm. bass player.
Are you not getting full effect?
No, I got it. I was just making sure Jeremy was.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Not yeah, bad. CryptoBionic. What's funny, this week I put Crypto's music up uh-huh. on Bandcamp or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I did it like, I don't know, 6 months ago.
Right.
And I just put one of our albums up, and no one ever goes to it. We don't tell anyone. We're not even playing anymore. We've been broken up for years. Uh-huh. I just put it up because people were bugging me, and I was like, just go there and download it. I don't really care. I have it for free.
Uh-huh.
Well, apparently my guitarist, Chris, just found out about it. He gets on there and writes this nasty email. Who's collecting royalties? I'm one of the originals in the band.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like, he gets all emotional. So I text him back like, dude, really? It's me, fag. Like, how many royalties do you think CryptoBionic?
Right.
What if we had, let's just say we were killing it and we had 400 downloads, which we didn't, but let's just say we did.
I could hear him.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Oh,
there you go.
Okay, say we had like 400 downloads.
Uh-huh.
Or 40, or let's say 400.
Uh-huh.
I also had it for free, so right. It's not like anybody paid.
Right.
Yeah.
I have made a total of 66 cents. One guy paid $1, and I got 66 cents
really?
Of it. So I was like, oh, dude.
Well, didn't you put it up because you were getting requests from people?
Yeah, but just some random guys in like the Netherlands or Sweden. Or I don't know, dude. Somewhere over there.
Some of the metal countries.
Yeah. So I was like, here. And, dude, a guy like called me out. Seriously, he got all pissed off. So he comes to me or he emails me either through Facebook or I don't know. Somehow I get an email from him saying, hey, send me your stuff. And so I go to all this trouble to rip the music, to zip it, and to send it to him.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pain in the butt. He gets back to me, like, I don't know, a couple days later, like, I have this record. I want your other stuff. And I was like, I don't have it. He's like, I know you have it. I know you have other albums and you're in the band. And I'm like, dude, I don't have it. Like, I know that I'm in the band, but I don't own any copies. I don't have the music. It's not that I wasn't around for it. I just don't own. I don't have it.
Right.
He got all pissed off like that I was being a dick. And so I just cut him off. I was like, I'm out. You're a dick. I'm done. So then his friends started hitting me up, and I was like, okay, I just need to put this up.
Oh.
So it's up now.
Well, that's good.
And that's what?
I don't
What's
know.
The address?
It's CryptoBionic, but
bandcamp.com.
Yeah, I've been one time. I have no idea. I only checked just recently because I made 66 cents.
Yeah.
I was like, what is what this? Why is this
in my... Did you split it with your guitar player?
I know. Seriously.
Yeah, how do you split... Well, I guess there's a way. It's called math. Like, how do you split 66?
There's no way.
I don't even know how to do this, dude. They paid me in, like, a quarter of a Sacagawea. And I don't have anything sharp enough to cut it more.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's my... big story of the week.
I think you've made more than I've made in all of my bands.
66 cents. Yeah, phenomenal.
Yeah, I don't think well, we had the Radio Courtesy had that one on iTunes, and I've never seen anything. I don't think anybody's even downloaded it from there.
Dude.
Besides members of Radio Courtesy, just to have it on their phone or something.
Yeah, you know, back in the day when iTunes was like not first out, pretty established, but it was tough to get your music on there. A lot
right.
of local bands would try, and it was a lot of work. Not that it couldn't be done, but you had to put some effort into it. And so it was kind of cool. Like, it was kind of bragging rights to be like, hey, I'm on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But nowadays, dude,
yeah,
it's so easy to get on iTunes.
It really is.
So now it's like, yeah, you're on iTunes, along with every other band that's paying monthly or yearly or whatever.
Right.
So it's not even cool anymore.
It was
for a minute.
It was cool. I was on there before the Beatles were.
No, that's true.
That was pretty cool.
I was
cool.
too.
That was pretty fucking cool. Yeah, you were on there before I was on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 years before, huh?
Probably.
Yeah.
But you didn't sell any.
I don't know. I've never. I lost the password to that, you know?
Dude, there's going to be like $100 on there.
I'm sure that's rolling together with all my 401ks that I've had in the past that I don't know if they're still making money or not.
Where does that money go?
Hopefully to
starving children.
Homeless children, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that's exactly where it goes.
Totally where
that's,
it goes.
That's where every time I see a shooting star, dude, that's where I give my wish.
I think it goes to Lars.
I'm like, go ahead,
for
kids.
Metallica.
Oh, yeah, probably does. Probably does.
Well, we owe him. Let's
see. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on now with you?
You're the
CEO of...
Yeah, so...
Yeah, speaking of iTunes.
Yeah, we were AMSRabbit.com doing a lot of CD duplication, and CDs are dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we could all weigh in on that.
Thanks,
kinda,
iTunes.
Yeah. Or thanks, Napster. They started that revolution.
That's true.
Dick.
Right.
Ah, me and Lars are on the same team. So they're going away quick. Everyone's like, CDs? I'm like, yeah. They're going away. I'm like, yeah, dude. You think I don't know? I have a business that's based purely on making copies of an archaic material that no one wants. So they're gone. So we're trying to switch up, and we're now doing merch. So we've changed our name to Merch Hero. We do print and USB drives and what else do we do? We still do CDs. We do T-shirts now, clothing. You can get on and search anything you want, like sunglasses and lighters. And,
oh, wow. All with custom printed on them? Wow, that's fucking way cool.
Yeah. We'll see.
So with the USB drive, so is it going to be like, say, a band goes in there and buys a USB drive? It'll be their band logo on there with all their music on there?
You could. And people that aren't in the industry have come to me numerous times. They're like, hey, I know what's next. It's going to be USB drive. That's going to replace a CD.
Mm-hmm.
No, because CDs cost 30 cents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
USB cost at least minimum a buck. You're probably going to be into it.
Oh, really?
You know, $5 for the quantity that you want to order or any of us. So no way, dude. No way are you going to buy a USB drive for $5 or a CD for 30 cents. Like, there's no, there's
well,
no way that's going to
happen. The only way I could see that happening is if, say, like a band has 3 or 4 albums, and you can get all their fucking discography on the USB
drive
for a certain amount to make up for the
There's the bands that do that right now, right?
Yeah, like Kalola had done that. And
Some special collaboration,
right.
But it's not going to replace the CD.
No. No, I think we're going to go back to cassettes, I hope, anyway.
I don't know about that. I don't think. The problem with everyone's always like, they're always going to want something to hold in their hand. And yeah, I think that there will be something held in hands. But not CDs. There's nothing special. It's just digital. It's just digital information.
Yeah.
It's downloaded.
I think a record seems more personal than CDs.
That's why the record has stuck around. It's something. It's analog. And it's got the needle.
Sounds cool.
It makes cracky sounds. And I can be like, look at my record player.
Right.
And, we can sit around and drink and stare at record players. You know?
Have you seen that little fucking bus? It's a bus, like a matchbox car, and it has a record needle on it. There's a speaker on it. You set it on the record, and it plays. It drives around
the
record.
Yeah. I want to get one.
That's
and it fucking
cool
has.
Cool.
I mean, it's not going to sound cool or anything because
it's
a teeny tiny speaker.
Cool.
But it's just driving around. Like, you can lay it on the carpet and fucking...
I see.
Yeah,
I thought you put it on your record and it drives around your record.
No, the little car is the record player, dude. I think. If it's not, then...
Wouldn't that be cool?
And it's got a speaker competing with your speaker.
Well, I didn't listen to the speaker part.
I think that's
and I don't know why that would be so cool, because doesn't the needle do that, but it's just attached to the record player?
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that's fantastic.
Somebody invented that.
You can also put a normal matchbox car on there.
And,
just and
it would do
it
the same thing.
Totally.
I'm doing that tonight.
Yeah, you should.
My son's toy box is getting raided.
You know what? It's
That's
even
kind
cooler.
Of a cool
if
idea,
if you did a record player on an angle, you could put a fucking slinky on there, and it would just slink the whole time it's turning
That's
around.
That's true.
Maybe.
Wait,
if not.
Wait.
Okay, say the record is step-like.
Yes.
Dude, I got these thick records.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's crazy.
I think those are coming back because somebody, I was listening to an interview
somewhere. I
didn't
know they made them. They're fucking thick.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. True vinyl there. Mm. So the ones that we, like, that we're used to are a lot thinner.
Yeah.
I guess you lose a lot of sound quality with those, too. So the thicker vinyl has, like, deeper, I don't know how it works, but.
And I'm spray painting them.
Oh, really? Those are the ones you're spray painting?
Yeah.
The thicker vinyl with deeper cuts.
No, they don't have good music on them.
So who's your demographic? Who are you going after? A lot of bands or...
You know, it's funny. For some reason, we go after bands. They don't have any money. I mean, I've been in them, you know?
Right.
There's no money.
Well, and isn't that how AMS Rabbit got started?
Yeah. We started doing our own CDs. We thought about it. There's got to be a better way. Yeah, that was dumb. That whole thing was just... That was dumb, dude. Here I am, 9 years later. You know, it's been a good run, but... Yeah. Go buy a shirt from us. Buy a shirt.
Yeah. So you got your own screen printing and everything over there then?
It's a pretty cool little operation over there.
Yeah, I want to get out. I don't want to buy a business. Hit me up.
I'm still in a band, dude. I'm broke as fuck.
Bands. Yeah, our band just broke up.
Yeah.
That was a bummer.
Yeah.
So you have any plans on playing in any other bands in the future or just...
I'm always down. Yeah, but I don't think I'm a good band mate. Because I don't...
You know what? You just made yourself a very good bandmate because you said that. We're honest, you know what I mean? Everybody else is like, no, I'm the fucking cool guy.
No, I don't think I'm very good.
Why is that?
Because my heart's not in it. Like, I want to do it. I want to have fun. I'm down to go play. But I'm like, seriously, you're going to... Two shows this month? Like,
right. Really? No,
it was perfect. It was perfect when Blindfold got back together.
If we did four shows a year, I'm stoked.
Yeah. That's how I was too.
But like even eight shows, like, dude.
Yeah.
No. Why? I don't want to play that shit.
No, I'm the same with you. I don't even have any want to fucking play a show, dude, in this year. 2013, I'm booked as far as I'm concerned, dude. I'm not playing a show in 2013. Because I don't want to deal with moving my amp more than once.
See, practice is fun. It's still kind of hard to get out of the house because, I got kids, but not everyone does. But you're kind of like, you're comfortable. You know,
right.
You're old and fat, you come home, you have your shows you recorded. As gay as that sounds, it's true.
Right.
No, so you sit down, you watch your shows, and you look in the mirror like, oh my God, what happened? What happened to me?
Right.
No, there was so many practices where it'd be like, dude, it's 8, and there's like 2 snowflakes falling from the.
That practice. Like, dude, we're not gonna make it. I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? There's like not even an inch on the ground.
Is it cool if we just don't practice tonight? Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. All right.
That's a problem. It's so easy to call off because no one else wants to practice.
Yeah.
Once you're there, it's fun.
Oh yeah.
I think we got to make a more of hangout and less of practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More of let's just like poker night. Only it's jamming. Like let's get a score together and let's just hang out, rock a couple songs, or even let's go hit the bar and just chill.
Right.
Just to not be at home. Then it'd be like,
Thursday our podcast.
Dude, let's do this.
Yeah. This is why we podcast.
I have 4 days off every week, dude. And if I can't make it one band practice night, just like, well, let's just call this week off, dude. Like, everybody's busy. And,
Are you still in your band?
Yeah, but I called this week off. Did you? Yeah, it's kind of busy. Well, no, what happened is I went out to start my car, and it fucking wouldn't start.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, for real. And I was like, oh, fucking awesome. I got, like, a good excuse. I mean, I still got to pay $100 for a new fucking battery, but I was like, I don't got to go to fucking band practice. Awesome. So I call them, and they're like, really? Really, that's what happened? I'm like, no, for reals this time. Like, I can't make it.
This time. For reals this time.
So I'm not a good bandmate either, but I mean, I still would, you know, like playing and stuff, but I'm more just bust out the acoustic and sit in front of the TV and play while I'm watching TV.
Yeah. I do that with the iPad now.
Oh, do you?
I just play games.
Oh, yeah.
Surf. I thought you were writing music on it.
No, just watch TV and play games and surf and do whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotten bad.
So was Blindfold your first band that you were in?
Blindfold was my first real band. You know, you jammed with friends and whatnot. But first legit band. That was fun, man. Those days.
Yeah.
Those days you looked forward to practice. You looked forward to shows.
Well, you practice every night because then you just go out and party afterwards.
You wanted to get big and you were going to make it. And, you know, you were on the cusp of what was new because you were a kid listening to what was new.
Oh, yeah.
That was so fun.
Yeah.
Man, those were good days.
Oh, yeah.
That's what being in a band's about.
Right.
Being 16 to 24 and just doing, like, No responsibility.
No responsibility. Drug and alcohol fueled dreams.
Oh, yes.
And,
yeah.
Dude. You know, just party. You're just out there fucking having a blast.
Yep.
But then, you know, like we were saying before we started recording, is like once you get past when you become an adult, that shit, it loses a lot because you're not out there partying every night. You got to go to band practice and then I got to go home because I got to work in the morning. Or,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what changes it.
Mm-hmm.
It's those days off, that small time you do have off, you end up doing a podcast sitting around with your friends as opposed to, dude, where's the Coke?
Right.
Where's the booze? Yeah. Right. Where's the hose? Yeah. Dude, let's do this.
Yep.
Now it's like,
Yeah, and now it's
none of that noise.
Can I get
let's
some lukewarm water?
Can you warm this milk up? Because it's awfully cold.
Oh, is that Cobb salad? You want to share some Cobb salad?
How many calories are in that dressing?
Yeah, totally.
And the only hoe that's around now is my dog, Zella.
No, even when we book shows, we'd always be like, oh, I don't want to go on that late. Can we just go on at 8 o'clock? Yeah. Well, the doors don't even open at 8. Oh, God damn it.
I'm going to miss the fucking Simpsons.
Fuck. And kids make it hard because no matter what you went through last night, no matter what party, no matter what, you know, drinking drugs, whatever, whatever you did, you stayed up till 4 playing video games, whatever you did, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You're still waking up at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, because
right. So I don't really care.
They still got a good night's sleep. Yeah.
They went to bed at 7. They're waking up at 7. Yeah. It's happening.
Yeah.
That's, I think, been the hardest. Because even when you want to kind of go a little crazy, you just think about, like, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. It's not worth it.
Plus, you don't want to be stumbling around, you know, drunk, getting your kid milk or whatever. I don't anyway. I know how I am.
Yeah.
I don't want to cry on my kid. Daddy's such a fuck up, but I'm going to change my ways.
I'm so sorry I failed you. I love you. Don't leave me. What? Dude. Oh, my gosh. Before I came, my son, how old is he? He's like 5, I think. Let's see. I think he's 5. 3, 5. I think he's
yeah, we'll
4.
Go with that.
Yeah, let's just say 5.
He's 4 or 5. I honestly don't know, but it's not that big of a deal. It changes every year. So what difference does it make, dude? So he's a good boy, man. I love that kid. Both, all my kids. So Vince is the oldest. He's like 4-ish or 5-ish or something. And I'm sure these podcast guys are like, really? You're talking about your kids? But here's why.
I tend to every podcast.
Everyone's heard this. Yeah. Dude. I go, get in your room. Get your clothes off. Get your PJs on. Let's do this. Because I had to get them in bed before I could come out.
Right.
I'm like, you get the kids in bed if you're going out.
Right.
So I was like, get over here, dude. Taking off his socks, taking off his shoes. He goes, fucking socks. What did you just say? And he looks at me. He's so smart. He looks at me and goes, I said mommy's pretty. I'm like, what? So you knew not to say it. So I sat him down. I was like, dude, unacceptable. Like, not happening, bro. Nope. So we kind of chatted about it, and I told him, you know, not in trouble this time, but if I ever hear that, I'm putting soap in your mouth. You know, I'll never do that to my kids. Yes, you will, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was the big F-bomb that came out today.
That's
and
awesome.
It wasn't just like it was a fucking sock.
You had to drive away and be like, mommy's pretty. How genius was that?
He is so smart.
I wish I would have said that shit.
Man, that kid. We're not talking about kids. So.
I never really got in trouble. I never got caught swearing a lot, but I always got caught flipping my parents off when they left the room, and then they peek around the corner, and you're all, and then, wata!
Dude, I think I made a mistake there. I taught my kids to flip people off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always flipping them off. They're flipping me, so, you know. People are like, you shouldn't teach them that. Like, it's my kids. And after you do, you're like, I probably shouldn't
do that.
That may have been a mistake.
Yeah.
That's funny shit.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about kids. I'm sorry about that.
No,
that's fine, good, dude.
I'm sorry to the fans.
There's no.
You guys are understanding. I'm sorry to your subscribers.
Oh, I'm sure they're fine.
No, they're pissed off.
Well, me and Jeremy are the only ones that I know that listen to it all the time. So
religiously,
I'm fine with it.
You know
he's
what's
fine
funny?
With it.
I have so I had you guys subscribe, and I don't know anything about podcasts because I asked you how to subscribe to one.
Right.
So I subscribed to your guys's and your ex. wife, I subscribed to hers. Dude, I switched computers.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it doesn't, like, my iTunes didn't follow.
Bring it over.
Like, the settings or whatever. Mm. And I don't, so I went today, like, I was going to freshen up on my pod skills or whatever. And I went back to check it. I couldn't find it. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, really?
So someone has to walk me, and not right now, because.
Right.
Right.
I need someone to do it while I'm at my office sitting in front of my computer. So, no, I haven't listened to any for a while because my computer won't download.
No, that's fine.
I don't know how to do it.
You missed, like, the best episodes ever.
I probably
did. There was jugglers and naked girls all over the place. It was awesome. Awesome audio.
God, I missed these ones, too.
Oh, yeah, it was when you were on the moon. Oh, okay.
It was this weird time when nobody was here before you.
Yeah, we actually it was me. It was crazy. Awesome. Zella was there. She'll...
Adam had the naked circus over here.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was fucking free popcorn. That was the best fucking part. It's like, whoa, kettle corn? Move, ho.
Okay, so here's an interesting topic.
Hmm.
And I usually win at this topic. I'm trying to one-up you guys.
Okay.
So that's why. Band stories.
Uh-huh.
The craziest, just band stories.
Oh, I don't have any really
what are you
crazy.
Talking about?
Crazy, like crazy
yeah,
band
like
stories,
crazy
like
stuff
full,
that happens
like,
when you're either on tour or just hanging out with the band or whatever. Just crazy, either groupie or just you know how it is when you're on the road with your band. Like just crazy things happen, dude.
All right, well, tell yours and we'll see. Well,
I want to one up someone.
Yeah,
so
I've heard yours. I think. That's why I don't have anything to compare.
Well, let's hear it. No.
To choose from. This is the crypto days.
Just okay. Start telling some crypto
so you
stories,
guys, you
dude.
Guys went on tour and everything, right?
Yeah, and just little tours. Nothing,
yeah.
Nothing big.
Yeah.
You know, now that I want to talk about it, I can't remember any, but I don't want to incriminate people. Maybe that wasn't a good topic.
No, just go ahead.
So people that were either maybe in my band or maybe not, they were just with us.
Allegedly.
We were on the road.
Right.
There's just... So one guy... was he was doing this chick and I guess he was trying to put it in her butt and we were this is back when I was a little bit rowdier than I,
right.
I shouldn't even say this. I wasn't there. What I heard from a friend of mine is that so he was trying to do that like he could not get it in so.
Like, your wife is pretty. Your wife is pretty.
It's like, I need some lube. I heard him say that to someone. And that person went to the kitchen to find some lube. Dude, he found olive oil. So, turns out olive oil is a great lubricant.
Oh, really?
So, that's for that story. And I heard it secondhand, so I'm pretty sure that happened, though. That's one of them that I heard about.
You've one-upped me. I've never been on tour, and we, like, with Know It All, we never had any, like, we had maybe teenage boys, like 17, 18-year-old
dudes.
Wait, one-upping him.
You're already one-upping me.
You're Catholic churching him.
And they had brought condiments themselves for lube.
What?
Mustard. Mustard is a good one.
No way.
No, I know.
Oh,
no. No, all we had was like, dudes come out and like, dude, you guys are awesome. We never had any crazy girls or.
It wasn't me. There was other people in the band that really kept that party rolling.
Right.
There was many, many naked parties where they would just, we were partying. Everyone's hanging out with groupies and we're chilling at either the hotel or whatever. And like, it turned into a naked party and. Everyone was literally naked, like every person at the party, and that is recipe for a phenomenal time.
Yeah, Know It All wasn't really a big party band. We kind of were just business, and I mean, there were certain members that partied all the time, you know, but as like a group or anything like that, it wasn't like crazy or anything like that. I think the craziest band I was in was Underachievers, and that was what us. Drinking in my basement and swearing and stuff.
Yeah.
Was that before Blindfold?
It was right after.
Right after. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It was like
mad at
it
us.
Was like a week
you
after.
Jeremy was really mad at me.
I was really mad at you.
I knew
sure.
His wedding because he was so mad at me. Both weddings because he was so mad at me. I feel real bad about that.
That's all right, dude.
Yeah,
you're forgiven.
Tell that story.
How they kicked me out?
Yeah.
How did that happen? I was there and I don't remember. How did that happen?
Well, it happened.
Because you sound like Limp Bizkit?
No, it was, oh. I lost my passion. Was so what happened is it was.
I've incriminated myself. You can just go ahead and say whatever you need to say.
There was one member in the band that I think was a little influential. He will remain nameless. No, you guys gathered me around at D's or Denny's or JB's or somewhere.
We all did. I was there.
Yeah. And
somewhere with lots of sausage.
Yeah, dude. And I was like, I was all pumped. I was like, yeah.
Band meeting.
Like, I'm going to go there and be
we're
like,
we're getting fucking free refills and shit. Yeah.
Like, we're all hanging out.
I'm getting waffles.
And Taxman was there too, our manager.
Oh, my God.
And it was pretty much. Shape up or fucking ship out.
For real?
Yeah, you don't remember any of this?
I believe that I was a part of it, and I apologize. No,
it's fine, dude. I'm so glad it happened.
No, you aren't.
No, I am. Oh. Otherwise, there wouldn't be the underachievers, and we wouldn't have had a chance to do the reunion.
That's true.
But, and I wouldn't have got all fat and depressed, so...
Well, that was fun for everyone.
No, but...
Because I was finally... There was somewhere I could borrow somebody's pants when you got fat and depressed. It's like, oh, cool.
But Mike Taxman even paid for me singing lessons if you at Mars Music.
Really?
Yeah, and I only got one class, and he's like, I'm going to... Because he was the manager. Uh-huh. I will cover it. Uh-huh. So I go there for the one class, and... Do you remember Sally from Third Rock from the Sun?
Mm-hmm.
The singer, gosh, no. The character, or the teacher looked like that character from that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's kind of a big kind of Amazon woman, you know? Anyway, we did, and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool, you know? Uh-huh. Getting free singing lessons. So I'm going to leave, and they're like, you need to pay us. I'm like, Mike Roderick said it was covered. They're like, no. So I had to write a check. No, you didn't pay up. For it. Yeah. And then after that.
Oh, man.
No way.
Yeah. No more singing lessons.
Oh,
and I don't remember what else happened, but.
Wait. I'm not over this. I'm not done. What?
And
did
then,
you ever hit Mike Roderick
no,
up?
No, of course not.
So how much were the lessons?
I don't remember, dude. I maybe it's like $30 or something.
Still
like,
bamboozled,
you had
dude.
To pay it?
I think so. The way I remember it, I did.
Oh, my God.
That's fucking
and
funny.
Then it dude. Was. And then I got called to the band room, and Jake's like, I don't. Maybe you weren't there. Maybe it was just Jake and Jeremy.
I was probably part of it. I would love to exclude myself from this one.
Yeah, me too.
I was probably there.
But and it was like, we're not going to be a band anymore. So,
so we just broke up as
yeah.
opposed to you're out.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That sounds.
And then
like something I'd do because I did that in another band.
And then that was
hey,
it.
Hey, it worked so well in Blindfold.
Did you guys ever play with other singers then? Like shows?
No.
But you guys tried out different guys.
We tried out other singers after you were gone. I know that. But the band fell apart after that.
Yeah.
It was just one thing.
It was heading that way anyway. I remember we were going to change our name to .com.
I remember that.
We were going to move. We had all sorts of different plans. We just like...
It just faded. And then Jeremy hooked up with Flatline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the end of that.
Yeah. And we did one recording with what was that dude's name?
Dude, I have no clue.
Because that would have been a good recording
yeah.
if we ever got to hear it.
Yeah.
But
oh, really?
We broke up during the recording. Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
We had three new songs, and then we re-recorded Friends Like These for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would love to hear. I want to hear that recording because we had some stuff done or partially done, and I'd love to hear.
Where did you do your first recording? That one that was, I think the cover was like a Bible picture or something like that.
You played on that one too, right? It wasn't Losey.
Yeah.
You were probably in the band
I
like 2 weeks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And
we're
going to
go record.
And you guys were like, you play this part, but it was so easy. I mean, go back and listen to it.
Right.
It was
like,
just
bitch.
Ridiculous
dun.
Easy. Yeah.
Right.
So it was, yeah, but that was like, I was just in the band. They were going to record.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
oh
yeah.
Okay. And then Josh quit. And I was, dude, this is drama.
Yeah.
Then Zara quit.
Okay, yeah. And then we moved Jeremy to drums.
Yeah.
Which was...
Because we couldn't find a drummer.
Yeah, we did. I did that, too, with... I got out of Know It All, went like 3 or 4 years, 2 years maybe, and then I got back in the band as the singer.
Of Know-It-All? Of Know-It-All. Brad wasn't singing?
Yeah. And then, so I was in the band for like 2 weeks, and they're like, okay, we're going to be recording this week. I was like, oh, shit, dude, I don't know these songs. So I had to like study for the first time in my entire life, like trying to memorize these fucking songs.
Why wasn't Brad singing?
He just didn't want to at the time. But then once we went into the studio, we shared singing. So he was singing some, I was singing half. So we kind of split it up. But it was like, you're back in the band, you're singing now. And then shortly after we did that recording, our bass player quit. So then I was the bass player again and singer also. Mm-hmm. But then we broke up again.
Bands are funny, man.
Oh, yeah. They're fucking insane, dude.
Can't do it. They break up so often. Mm-hmm. I really liked Know It All. When I first heard you guys, that slick.
Oh, yeah.
With Brad singing. That's the only time I'd ever really heard you. But I was like, dude, these guys are so good.
Yeah.
Loved it. And then, I don't know, time passed and I heard, oh, they broke up. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I thought that would never happen to us.
No, we broke up before they did.
Oh, was it before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But to answer your question, it was Don Morley, I think.
Morley, who did the first recording?
He was in a band called Crapshoot. Do you remember that?
No.
It was like Mr. Bungle-ish type stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I would have been into that.
What?
The guy that recorded us the very first time. Remember, he gave us Doug
music?
Wood. Yeah. The very first time. And they had little dice in the... Like this part.
Yeah.
Oh, in the spine.
Yeah.
I see so many people. Well, I see a lot of local musicians.
I bet.
And I get to hear so much music, and it's funny. I hear the quality of the different studios.
Yeah.
And some are way better than others, and I don't remember all the names, nor would I list any of the bad ones because I wouldn't want to hurt their referrals
right.
to me.
Right.
But, dude... There are some studios that suck.
Oh, yeah.
Really,
I'm sure.
Really bad.
I'm sure.
And everything that comes out, I'm like, oh, my God. You paid for this?
Who are the best ones? So if somebody's listening.
Who is the best? I don't... You know what? I should have came prepared because I do know some of the best. I have them, like, written down or I have just in our books, like, certain studios that bring in good stuff. There are some that bring in really quality music every time.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything local that you're just in love with right now? Music-wise?
Rot Musicians.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know I love
them. They're the best.
There's this girl that came in, and I don't even remember her name, but she recorded, I think, somewhere in... Oh, man. Way, way north. Anyway, I'll remember. She recorded, like, some country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It was her and a couple girls, and it was some country album. And I was like, oh, whatever. It's good. No big deal. And then she came in later. They kept reordering. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you guys are doing good. And then she calls up Liz Woolley. That's her name.
Okay.
She came up and she recorded and she wanted her own album. She's like, this is my own one. And I was like, you're not doing with the band? What's going on? She's like, no, this is a solo project. Da, da, da. And so I listened to it and it's, oh man, it's really, really good.
Really?
Like, I totally jammed it. Like, this is awesome. And then there's one other girl that... I do not know her name at all, but the Fish from the Rotten Musicians, he made the beats for this girl. I wish I could remember her name, but her album was really, really good.
Does she sing over it or does she rap over it?
She sings. She got a really unique voice. Those two girls are my fic. They're just, their voice was so unique and they were really talented. And the songs were so good that I even was like singing them after.
Oh, wow.
So those are those two. And then... we did Neon Trees before they were famous.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of. We did like a Slug compilation or a City Weekly compilation. I don't remember whose compilation it was. Mm-hmm. And they were on it.
Oh, right on.
Which was cool. So go back and listen to that song. It's pretty cool.
Oh, really? So it's the same song?
That... No, it's not a song that's on the new record.
Oh, okay.
But it's just one of their songs before they were famous.
Oh, right.
So you get it here.
Recorded local, done all local. And dude, you know what? A lot of bands don't like to hear this, man, but it's true. Someone else got famous, unless it's because they knew someone, which happens all the time, which actually happens more often than not. But The other reason is because, dude, they're better than you. Sorry.
Yeah. Right.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Yeah. I was like, those guys suck. No, they're
good.
Better than you. They
you're just saying that because you're jealous.
And honestly, when I listen to that old record with Neon Trees on it,
is that the what,
dude,
what stands
the best
out?
Song on there by far. You listen to it, like, this is really good. And it's not well produced. It's not, you know, studio, you know, Hollywood studio recording. It's not. It's just another local band. But you listen, you're like, dude.
Yeah.
You guys are good.
Well, some major label's not going to throw money at somebody who can't write a song.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's retarded.
It's like when
The
Used
that.
First came out and everyone was hating on them.
Yeah.
They suck. They didn't have any fans. They didn't do anything. And you listen to some of their old stuff and it was like horrible recordings live and stuff. It was really bad.
Yeah.
But then their album came out and it's like, well, you may not like them, but they're pretty good, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
They're selling a lot of records. Their songs are catchy. He has a good voice. Like, it's good.
I was one of those.
Yeah, I mean, you may not like them, sure,
them.
But they're good, dude, and they're better than you. Sorry.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know. Bands don't like to hear that, though. No, they're not. They're no good. They sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
So is there a certain band that you have a huge history with, like keep coming back to you guys? And
A lot of bands keep coming back. I guess... I don't know. Rotten musicians always come back, but I think that's just to boost their ego, because every time they come in, I'm like, dude, I love you guys. Sign my cock. You know, they're so awesome. But
Well, it seems like they're pretty prolific, too. They're always putting shit out, right?
Yeah. Fish is always making beats, dude.
Yeah.
They're really good. In fact, Fish did one of my favorite verses of any rap ever on the original Numbs album. I don't even know what it's called. It might be called Numbs. I don't know. Way back.
Yeah.
And he did this verse, and actually the whole song was on X-Men. And I was talking to him about it because I thought another member of the band sang that one. I was like, I love that guy. And he's like, that was me. So apparently, like, you can Google it. There's like people that just rap that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I don't even know how they even found his music. It's not like they're big.
Right.
Like, he's really good. And both him and Mark are talented. They're awesome. I just really love that verse that he did. It's all about X-Men characters.
Have you ever seen it's on YouTube, Mark Dago flowing with Chuck D and Flava Flav?
No.
He's freestyling.
With him?
Yeah.
Like, on this, not dubbed
on
over,
stage
like
with,
they're together.
Oh, really?
No, he's on stage with them.
Oh, no shit.
That would
it's
be
badass,
cool.
Dude. It must be at Harry's or somewhere local, you know?
Wow.
But even Chuck D's like, Mark Dago.
Really?
Yeah, it's badass, cool. Dude.
That's cool.
We'll watch it when...
We'll have to show you that verse afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Because it's really good. They did it when he was probably like 16.
Oh, no shit.
It was just way back.
So how did you get into Crypto Bionic then?
So Blindfold was rocking, and we knew... Oh, this is sad. Oh, it's a sad story. So I knew Nick DeSpade, who was in IOH, remember?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You can't see.
Illusions of Hatred.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Nick, man. That guy's awesome. He was a great singer. Like, IOH was dope. I really liked that band when they were still around. So, you know, we knew each other from Blindfold and IOH. We played all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when Blindfold broke up, he was still IOH. Well, Nick somehow hooked up with Cryptobiotic. So Nick was another singer in Cryptobiotic. They had they were jamming for however long, and then their bassist left. And so Nick called me and said, you want to come try out?
Uh-huh.
So I came and tried out, you know, long story short, whatever, I got in. Because I'm awesome.
Right.
But then we jammed for a while. But what's sad about the story is then later I kind of helped kick Nick out of the band.
Oh,
that's
no
not
shit.
Right. Dude, that's horrible.
Did you pretend like the whole band was breaking up?
I'm
calling Nick right now. We're going to coffee.
Dude, he's such a good guy, and I wronged him, and I like that guy a lot. I feel real bad about it. We got together, and we're like, we're breaking up, we're done. And then, sure enough, we reformed without the people that we didn't want in it. Oh, that was real sneaky. Come on, dumbasses.
Right.
Yeah.
Same name, same music, same every... Really?
You didn't make him pass out flyers this time, though, did you?
No, I was.
Dude, I did that shit too. We kicked out Losey by taking his cabinet and his bass to his front door. Like, don't feel bad. We all did it back then.
That's horrible. I feel real bad about Nick. But Nick got me in, and I'm helping get him out? Come on. What a dick.
How long did you were you in that band for?
Crypto is for a while. Mm-hmm. Crypto was a lot of fun, man, because we got to do cool stuff. Mm-hmm. We got to play with big bands in front of big crowds, tour, have ridiculous tour experiences that was a bad idea to share, just one of the minor ones. It just gets graphic and in-depth from there, and it's so incriminating, I didn't even realize until it was being recorded, and I was like, this is not a good idea. So, I mean, that other story, I wasn't even there, but I heard about it. It sounded awesome. Blindfold was fun because you're at that age, and it was just so fun, but Crypto was fun because it was, like, we got to do all the big rock star stuff.
Yeah, you know? Experienced something
played
totally
with big
different.
Bands and played in big places, and we had like actual groupies after shows that wanted to come over and throw down because we were a big band.
Right. And you worked with an actual producer.
Yeah, Sylvia Massey, who produced Tool and System of a Down, and she did Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like, she's a big deal,
yeah.
And she produced our album, and it was cool. You got to learn a lot. You know how to see the pros do it.
Yeah,
and sure. It was a really cool experience. So that's why Crypto was so great.
So what was the demise of that band then?
Heroin and World of Warcraft. It's like any other band. You kind of hit that point where you're going to, are we going to go big? Or are we going to stop? Mm-hmm. And at that point, I had AMS for a couple years, and I was trying to build a company, and the guitarist had a job where he was making decent money, and I think that it kind of hit us that we're like, dude, we're not kids anymore. We're not going to go on tour and make no money.
Yeah.
Like, the only way we'd do this if we had like a legit contract and legit money and a tour bus and we could really make money, because otherwise I'm taking a pay cut and I'm getting older. I got to think about my future. And it just kind of failed. And that's so sad, but that's probably what happens to everybody.
Oh yeah.
If you don't get big,
yeah,
you have to make that decision. Am I gonna go be on the road the rest of my life, or am I gonna go, you know, have kids?
Yeah.
And
that's not just with music either. That's like everybody's.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
true. Yeah. I chose kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I think, you know, back in the day though, you needed to get signed. You needed to have a record label and
right.
You did it. These days, I don't think you have to make that decision anymore. I think you can legitimately write good music, get a good band, get on the same page, do your tours with iTunes or whatever, but selling music online, playing
Twitter.
Shows with all the, with everything you can do to get your fans and let them know what's happening. I think if you're a decent band and you work real hard at it, I don't see any reason why you couldn't make a career out of it. Yes, you're going to be on the road a lot. It's going to be a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not
going
to make money.
It.
I mean, you're going to make enough to survive.
Yeah, but you could make enough.
You could make enough.
Yeah. You know, you're never going to be rich, but you could live the dream and make enough money to. And that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that whole idea. And I see some bands come through that do well. Like, they sell a lot of records.
Do you get a lot of out-of-state business?
Yeah. I'd say more of it is out-of-state than
more.
In-state.
Well, I like your website now, dude. I think it's going to be more user-friendly.
I hope so. You can do an instant quote now, and you can, like, customize what you want and pay for it right there and everything. So it's cool. It's just hard because the only way to win that game is to basically steal customers from other people, because the new customers just aren't happening.
Right.
People used to order thousands of CDs. Now they order 100.
Right.
And then a lot of them just don't. Like, we'll put it online.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you said, you know, CDs are dying. You can't push that many CDs. You know,
I was at a show just recently. I saw a friend of mine's band, My Stage Exit, Willie, who is
the
singer of
tonight.
Crypto. Mm-hmm. Are they?
They're playing with
Maverick and
Sweetheart Rebellion.
That'd be fun. I like those guys. We should probably.
It's where
go.
We should have been.
We should probably. We can still make it. And he played with, was it Liquid Joe's recently? Saliva. I didn't stick around for Saliva. I probably should have, but I was tired. I want to go. I had some shows to watch.
Right.
But he gave me a CD. And he didn't do it with me. What a dick. No. But, like, he gave me a CD, and it was just subpar quality. And I probably paid too much because he did not do it at Merch Hero.
Right.
But, so he gave me the CD, and I'm holding it, and I'm sitting there watching this band, and I'm realizing, what a waste of plastic. What am I doing with this? I'm going to hold on to it like an idiot?
Mm-hmm.
I can't fit it in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go put it in my car because I'm watching the show.
Right.
So I just got to hold this stupid CD, and, like, this sucks. Mm. I'm at a bar, you know? I want to talk to people. I want to mingle. I want to watch a show. I don't want to hold this piece of plastic everywhere I go. Look.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, I knew they were out, but sitting there, I was just like, dude, I got to get out of it.
Right.
This sucks. So I got some cool ideas, and we're working on one. And when it hits, I'll come back on.
Oh, cool.
And talk about it, because I'm very excited about it. And I think if it catches on, it could be a really, really fun thing to be a part of, and it could be cool. But it's replacing the CD, essentially.
Yeah.
So we'll see. People have tried things like it, but nothing like we're doing. We're doing it, well, in my opinion, right, but we'll see.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, what about the T-shirts? I mean, are you pretty optimistic with that? 'Cause
yeah, that's...
That's where bands make their money now.
In the merch.
Right?
You know, and that's a really good point. That is where you're making money, because mm-hmm. what's funny is everyone put it online thinking, I'm going to go online. Yeah, but you really just shot yourself in the foot, because you're not making any money on there.
Mm-hmm.
iTunes takes what money you do get. Mm-hmm. No one's buying it off your website. No one cares.
Everybody would rather go to iTunes anyway.
Yeah. Right? And to be more fair, convenient. No one really wants your music.
Yeah.
They're just getting it from you at the show to be nice.
And support your friends
and stuff.
Yeah.
They're not downloading because they didn't want it. And they're not buying it at the show because they're going to download it later. No, you won't, dick.
Right. Yeah.
So you lost that sale you had.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you basically have to make the money on merch now. Mm-hmm. There's no other way. And ticket sales. So, yeah, T-shirts are going well. We got some really cool specials for cheap, cheap shirts and low quantities so people can be out of pocket, you know, $100 and get shirts.
So are you doing collaborating with your brother on the T-shirt side, or
kind of? He does more like contract sewing, because he has his clothing line. Uh-huh. And he makes custom clothes, so we do contract sewing. If someone has an idea and wants us to create something for them, we can. It's expensive,
right?
So don't ask me unless you really want something. We can do that. So we kind of deal with each other. We have certain things that we offer that no one else does because we've made these products through his contract sewing. But really, it's just screen printing.
Okay.
Just doing kind of our own thing. But we are in the same building, 3rd South, 5th West. There's a big white building with a bunch of garage doors and an orange bunny. It's a cool building. Like,
oh, cool.
And we just made some movie.
You did?
Yeah. It's funny, dude. Day in the Live at AMS. It's not done yet, out of that. I'll show you guys when it's done.
All right. Oh, yeah, we'll put a link up when it's done. Yeah. On our
so, yeah, page. It's good, man. I think T-shirts will be good. I think merch is, it's something that is never going to go away. I mean,
right. Well, I mean, you can do not only for bands, you got, you know, small businesses, you got podcasts. I mean, I'm sure we'll throw some business to you.
We do like Salt Lake Running.
You'll make a ton of money off making like those two hoodies for us.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Well, if these art shows that I'm planning on doing, if this pans out for me, I want to make some T-shirts, too.
Let's do it.
So you're doing stickers and all that kind
all
of
that
stuff?
Crap. Yeah.
Toothbrushes.
Sure.
Vibrators.
If I want to.
Patent pending.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
I would. You know what the best seller is?
Olive oil?
Underwear. Dude, that's olive oil is the best kept secret.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
It's out now.
Underwear is
the big seller. That's what no one. Everyone's like, I want some shirts. I'm thinking, dude, why? Everyone's got a shirt.
So panties or?
But, actually all kinds. I was going to say that people like certain kinds, but dude, all of them sell.
Yeah.
And I think it's, you kind of get into the psychology or the psychology of it. Like, if you're at a bar and someone's offering a shirt, dude, I have a shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
And I need another beer.
Unless it's a cool ass shirt.
And
like,
I do like
I
the band,
shirt.
But you are local, and so I don't really care.
Right.
And besides, I'm going to go to Nordstrom or Lucky or somewhere and get like a nice shirt that I really dig because I get seen in it. You know, and I don't want to be seen in some stupid band shirt unless it's super cool, which is very rare.
Right. Very rare.
I mean, look how many shirts that big companies put out and how many you would buy.
Right.
There's 100 on the wall and you think two are cool.
Right.
Yeah. So good luck with that.
Right.
So they all push these shirts. Like, guys, it's an uphill battle. I got a shirt. It's not that cool and I don't really like your band.
Right.
But undies, dude, if you get your girlfriend undies that you're hitting on at the bar, you think you've got a shot at seeing her in it. And to be fair, you probably do.
Right.
You bought her the undies. That gets me thinking about sex. I'll spend $5-$10 for undies for my girlfriend.
No, that makes a lot of
cool
sense.
Cool band undies, dude.
Yeah.
That's worth it. Because now I'm buying something for my girlfriend that I get to see her in and hopefully hit it.
Right.
As opposed to a shirt that I have to go wear.
Right.
And you don't have any band underwear. You don't have any cool underwear other than, you know, stuff from Victoria's Secret or whatnot, which
right.
is cool thongs or whatever. But you don't have something with a cool little logo. You don't
right.
go buy a Korn underwear or whatever band you're listening to.
That'd be gross.
Yeah.
So
yeah, especially if the Korn's on the back. Side.
Oh, yeah.
Like when chicks wear the sweats that say mud on the butt.
On the butt.
Mud.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
You know,
take
got
that
mud
off.
Butt?
That's not. I wanted to get up in there. Yeah, so... I think bands should be more creative or ask me what to buy and I'll tell them.
Because
they get stupid stuff.
Do you do lighters still?
Yeah, lighters.
That was a good idea.
Lighters are cool. People at bars love lighters and they'll give you a couple bucks for them. The downside is it's a little bit of an investment. Because you got to get a decent quantity to get a good price. Mm. But you can get cool ones that like are gimmicky, that have the bottle openers, you know, and only a teeny bit of little gas in there
because
it's all bottle opener. But, you know, that sells, man. People want that crap.
Yeah.
So that's, in my opinion, what bands should be doing, but they don't. They come in, I want some shirts with my logo on it. I think no one wants your gay logo and your gay graphic.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry,
and,
dude.
And make your shit readable. Come on.
Dude,
these
so
fucking
shirts.
These
like,
letters.
I can't even read that. I know what your band is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a metal thing, right?
The metal
Metal's
thing.
Metal's a big
like,
one. Totally.
It's like, I don't see. Well, see how the Q and the L make horns? Like, but what is the band called? Liquidiquis. Oh.
Is that a real band name?
No, I don't know. I just made that up. What is that? That's the devil's taint.
You know, in a year from now, Liquidiquist is going to be rolling in merch hero.
Out there going, you did? That's us.
Yeah, right.
And his bandmate's going, dude, there's no such thing as bad publicity, bro.
We got to get some panties made.
That's funny.
Well, I don't know if the indie bands are any better.
Are you doing
shirts that are so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
You can't read a name on there because it's all faded and grungy. And cool. And it's like, I don't even know what that is, dude. So.
You don't get it. You don't get it. You don't get to wear a shirt. We only made two because there's only two people
that
are capable of wearing our shirts.
Yeah. I'm sure
if
they put a mustache on there, it'll sell, dude.
Oh,
or a little chain with a mustache comb on there. It's like, really, bro?
You must have.
I'm in Liquidiquis. You can go fuck yourself. So that's cool you're doing all that stuff, though.
Yeah,
all the merch.
We'll see.
I mean, hopefully it fucking takes off.
Yeah, hopefully. I will see. It'll, you know, I've had a good run, if not.
Yeah.
If not, I go broke, lose it all, bankrupt, start over again. Try to make $1 million again so I can spend it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you spend $1 million?
I probably spent $1 million, but I don't think I made $1 million.
No.
I didn't personally. The company did well over, but...
That's cool.
I was like, you guys are doing how much? Like, yeah, but like that's not...
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's my company. Sure, I get it. But it's not like... I got expenses, dude.
Right.
Like, I don't get all that money.
Yeah.
So... But what else? What are you... How's Kennicott going?
Oh, man, I don't want to talk about that.
Dude, Kennicott,
did
you see the movie Atlas Shrugged?
No, but I've seen the previews for it.
Atlas Shrugged 2 is out right now. The reason I brought it up is because one of the rich guys in Atlas Shrugged 2 blew up his mines. It's Kennicott.
Oh, really?
It shows Kennicott. Super bad graphics. It's low budget. They have no studio help.
Oh, right.
The point is... It was just funny because I was like, hey, it's Kennicott!
Oh, really?
Kennicott's going up!
What is Atlas Shrugged?
Atlas Shrugged is... It's about a book. Based on a book. And it's a super conservative right-wing opinion on...
That's probably
economy.
What I didn't say
that. Just economics. You know, what the government's doing and how they're doing it.
But it's a movie?
Everything will fail. Yeah, it was a book written a long time ago. And it's... really quite relevant to what's happening right now.
Gotcha.
I'm sure they're releasing it to try to win the election. I don't know. Who knows? But it's super, super right wing, and it's overboard. It's over the top. It's not just like any movie.
Mm.
But it's I like it. I'm, as you know, very right wing.
Sure.
So I'm totally into it. Yeah, you know, get those guys. Stop splitting up the wealth. But it's just another right wing movie that's pushing its agenda, and it's way over the top. Like, the government's so bad. It's like, oh, okay, it's not that bad.
Right.
Just like everyone does. They put out movies like, it's not that bad.
Right.
Somewhere in the middle, dude.
Yeah.
So, I like it. It's cool.
It's cool.
But...
It is that bad to some people, though. Like, some people wake up and it is that bad.
Yeah,
dude.
Seriously.
You know?
It's going to end the world.
You know, opposed
to,
like, when I wake up, I'm like, fuck, my biggest issue is what black t-shirt am I going to wear today? Fuck.
Dude, some people get really into it.
Oh, yeah. People just fucking over everything. I'm opinionated
and all, but, like, I don't care. No. I'm looking at it like, dude, you're not going to do anything. You're going to change anything.
Oh, well.
Change presidents all you want. Nothing's going to change.
Well, that's how I look at it. I was very optimistic. I was a very optimistic young man.
Right.
Things are gonna
all
change.
Involved in shit, and now it's just like, meh.
But like people,
when the new guy gets in and does the exact same thing as the old guy, you're like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, they've been
exactly.
Doing
so the new
they've
guy's like,
I'm doing
the same
thing over
and he gets in and does the same thing. You're like, oh, okay. So that, yeah, no, all right, cool. That's how that works. Yeah. So your friends get rich when you're in, and your friends get rich when you're in. Oh, okay, whatever.
That's funny because the politician's like. They get us so divided.
Totally.
But they're all, dude, they're all sucking
they're
each other.
They're
all the same person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all it is.
Just trying to win elections. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't care.
No.
Yeah, that whole thing is funny.
You're not a big Facebook guy, huh?
I get on at least twice a month, dude.
Yeah. Because lately, are you just
ridiculous.
Sick of everybody?
Yeah.
I'm sick of all the liberals. I'm sick of all the conservatives. I'm just like.
That's one.
I get sick. I got, you know, I watched the debates. And what it bugged me is like all the fact checking after and splitting hairs and pulling things out of context. So he said this. No, he didn't. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And like every one of their fact checks were like, dude, you're both right. You technically didn't say those words,
but
you were obviously insinuating it.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, you said that, but that's not what you meant. You were talking about this. Well, he said it. Well, okay, dude, whatever. I'm not going to have this conversation.
See, I didn't even watch any of it. I just looked on Twitter and, like, Jimmy Norton was saying, you know, he was, like, representing the conservatives and these are comedians.
Uh-huh.
And then it had, I don't know, Bill Maher. So I would just read their tweets and kind of get things, you know. But
I got into it this year was following Big Bird and just reading his tweets, and that was it. And Drunk Hulk, and that's it. I'm like, I don't really even know what's going on this year, but
because it really doesn't matter.
No. It doesn't.
The election will come and go. Someone will either stay in office or be new, and either way, the same thing will happen.
Yeah,
and Lequidquist will still not be signed.
No, and that's happening this year.
Yeah.
That's what, dude, that I was looking for somebody to write in because I'm not voting for either one of them. Lequidquist.
Yeah, totally. You know what the sad thing is, though, is I'm already trying to figure out how I'm going to skip band practice for Lequidquist.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Oh, shit.
Are they coming, like, on tour soon?
All over, dude. All over.
They're coming over.
All
They're
over.
Coming all over the place.
Dude, and it smells like vegetable oil all over. Olive oil.
It smells like olive oil. Dude, we don't do vegetable, bro.
Oh, yeah.
We're high class. All right. We're Republicans, dude. Yeah.
Coconut oil right here.
Oh, shit.
Coconut oil.
Yeah, that'll give you
some good shit.
Oh, yeah.
Some good stuff.
You're all hydrated and shit, too.
Put it in your coffee.
Coconut oil?
Coconut
really?
Oil.
Really? In your coffee?
Dude.
Why? Yeah.
I still can't drink coffee. I tried.
So, are you a coffee drinker?
You don't want to hear my diarrhea?
Okay. I do love coffee, but I never drink it. I absolutely love the drink.
So, this is what I've been doing lately because Joe Rogan is like Joe Rogan to me is like Oprah is to
Oprah.
My mom.
Do you really like follow him and like him that much?
Yeah, dude. I listen to his podcast. I listen like 9 hours.
The Joe Rogan from UFC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same guy?
Mm-hmm. Comedian.
Is he pretty? I've never heard anything.
He's funny.
But UFC. Oh man, he's got him in a choke, a real naked choke. Oh,
you should.
That's all I
you should
know
check
him.
Out his podcast.
His podcast is cool. They just get high and like, it's like hanging out with friends. They get high as fuck and just talk about everything. But he had this guy on there. I don't know why I'm talking about coffee right now.
Coconut oil.
Oh yeah. So he brews his coffee. He brews his coffee, and then blends it with butter and coconut oil.
God damn.
It's fucking good.
You know what that reminds me of? Do you remember when you weren't there because we kicked you out of the band? Well, after the big fallout, me and Jeremy started selling weed to make money because we didn't have jobs. Imagine that. Musician with no jobs? What? So we started selling dank, dude. And then we, I don't know how it got to this, but for some reason, like, I guess we figured out, like, if it was greasy or something, it would smoke longer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or you get more THC. I don't know, okay? Uh-huh. Somehow, it got to the point where we were literally mixing our weed with butter and smoking it because really? It would simmer longer. Yeah, it's oil, dude.
Yeah.
There wasn't any more weed in it. You weren't getting higher. So it was.
It just tasted like you're going to the movies.
Paula Deen Dank.
How intelligent we were, dude. We were the top of the food chain.
Oh, well, that's not bad because me and my friend Rob, we had thought, we smoke all the time. We love hamburgers. Why don't we make, we'll cut open the cigarettes. We'll grind up mustard seed, put it in there, put some kind of beef bouillon fucking powder in there. We were going to make...
In the weed?
No, in a fucking cigarette.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
We weren't even fucking high class enough to go into the fucking weed yet. We're just like, I want my Marlboros to taste like a fucking double whopper.
Dude, that's an awesome idea. Did it work?
No. Oh, I don't even think we tried it. I think we just, you know, had a fucking meeting or two about it.
Dude, somebody at Philip Morris is getting a hard on right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
You never did it?
No, but we figured mustard seed, beef bouillon, dill, you know, that dill... Just the
How
herb.
Just one of your viewers or one of your listeners. To
I'll go
do
make
it.
One when you guys leave.
I listener, might start smoking again.
One of your listeners got to do it and then get back to you and be like, and tell you what happened and want to know the outcome because someone's, I want to know what happened.
Well, I really, dude, it's been like a 13-year-old dream, dude. I want a burger smoke so bad.
Ah, it sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I don't smoke. But
I mean, cholesterol will go down, cancer will go way high, but man, I mean, less fat people, dude.
Every time I'm hungry, I smoke a burger.
Yeah.
What? That's very interesting. So you put the mustard seed and the beef bouillon.
Mm-hmm. In the tobacco.
In the tobacco. Yeah. And smoke it the same.
Just the same, yeah. I don't know if there's any, you know, harm in smoking mustard seed. I mean, isn't that what mustard gas is?
Dude.
I know it's edible, but I don't know if it's like you can ingest it into your lungs.
Adam, what are you smoking, dude?
Mustard burger. Seed. Yeah.
Quarter pounder of cheese.
Put beef bouillon. What? Wait. Why beef bouillon?
Well, for the burger. Beef. Because it's already a powder.
So,
powder.
Would you venture out to do chicken bouillon?
Oh, possibly. But, you know, I'm a bigger beef guy.
On Fridays. On Fridays.
You not get carried away.
Right.
He is Catholic, so on Fridays he could do that.
Well, I mean, on Fridays I could do, like, a fish scale in there, you know what I mean? We could fucking sell the whole
fish
thing.
Fish oil, pop it open.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah. No, you know what? That fish oil is fucking stinky, dude.
Oh, it's nasty.
I had bought some of the strawberry flavored fish oil to try to kill the fish from it.
Uh-huh.
So I tried it once, didn't like it. So then I had it in my fridge in like this little, you know, glass fucking jar thing. And it had fell over. It was just in the door.
Yeah.
It fell over and I went to grab something else and my fingers got the oil on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what the fuck I was doing. And I rubbed my face, and it was on my fucking nose. And I fucking sniffed my entire house like, what the fuck smells like oh in here? Because it was that strawberry that was like, you know, like, remember back in the day when those bitches wore that cheap vanilla fucking perfume? You're like, that bitch is a hoe, dude. Because that's that cheap shit. So it smelled like stinky fucking strawberry, like cheap cologne or perfume. It's like, God damn, who let 1996 in my house?
It's back.
Oh.
White shoes and all.
Yeah, white fucking shoes that are all dirty.
No, hoes can't.
No, girls.
Oh,
white sandals.
Like white sandals.
Like, it smells like shoes. White sandals up
in I wear white shoes too.
Wait,
no, hoes.
No.
We have this thing.
Yeah.
I don't know the thing.
Yeah.
Just a hose and white shoes make this one appear.
White sandals, like, white shoes that are all dirt. You know, those like Keds
yeah,
and
no,
shit.
Yeah, no, I get you. With it. Oh, dude. Yep. You'd be like, got oh, it. Got it. Yep. Just fuck. Dirty.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like if you went in there, you're going to get bodacus. Because it's not going to be clean in there.
There's not enough olive oil in the world.
Well, don't underestimate olive oil, man.
All right. Sorry.
I'm sure if you didn't have, like, your nose working, the fish oil would probably work, too.
Yeah. Members oh, mark.
I'm picturing
fish oil.
So many girls
which
wearing
one?
Those
members
shoes
mark.
Now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's not bad flavoring?
No right. taste.
Really?
Yeah. No fish taste. No fish burps.
Really?
Wait, but what best. If the it breaks open?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, I just yeah. do the little capsules now.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the ones I take. Oh,
why okay. do you take them?
I don't know. It does something.
It's good for your bones. It's good for your heart.
I seen a commercial about it, yeah. and I was like, you know what? That's what I fucking need. I'm a self-medicator.
That's what they say.
You know what? I'm a slave to marketing.
Yeah,
I know
too.
I am.
I'm too.
People are like, why are you eating McDonald's? Because it's Monopoly. You're not going to win. Somebody's going to. Dude. Idiots. Yeah, I love it. You know, I have so many game pieces in Monopoly right now. Yeah. I'm waiting for the big... Big drawing.
Have you won anything yet?
Well, I mean, lots of free burgers and fries.
Well, that's something, dude.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
if you were winning fucking cigarette burgers, dude?
Dude.
Wouldn't that be a bigger?
No, for
better?
Real, though. Are we going to try it later?
I think we should try it.
I mean,
it.
I think we're intelligent enough to do it correctly.
I'm going to have to go to the grocery store because I'm a bachelor, so I don't really have a lot of...
You don't have mustard seed, bro?
Is that a big thing that a lot of no. single dudes...
I don't know why.
Yeah, you know, I'll just go to the pantry and get the beef bouillon and the mustard seed.
That's the problem. We're not going to do it.
No, I'm not going to.
One of your listeners need to...
I should probably get on the internet and see if it's even... You can inhale mustard seed or anything.
Ah, you'll be fine.
You'll be good.
You might cough or something. You'll be all right, dude.
Well, it's not like, you know, back in the day... Oh, you'll be fine. Take these. What are they? A little bit of this and a little bit of that. You'll be fine.
It's good. I got to go home later. I don't worry
about
that.
You're not going to go home later.
It's not like going to a party, seeing a fire extinguisher and thinking,
oh,
what a great idea
yeah.
that would be.
Oh, that was me and you.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Oh,
allegedly.
My gosh,
allegedly.
I remember that.
Good.
I was just thinking about that because I just had a daughter who is 9 weeks old.
Uh-huh.
And I was actually thinking, like, oh, my gosh, dude, she's going to throw parties.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, if some little douche grabs a fire extinguisher and unloads in my house... Like, what will I do? I mean, there's nothing you can't do at home. It is what it is.
No, it
dude.
Is, yeah.
So, yeah, she will not do that.
Well, hopefully she's not hanging out with douchebags like we were.
Allegedly.
When she gets that, or I mean, yeah, those fucking fag kids.
Wow, disrespectful.
Those faggot kids from
the
Quidditch Quest. I thought
people were like, you're such a dick. I'm like, dude, it wasn't like that. It wasn't mean, and it wasn't intended to hurt anyone. We were just...
It were just wild,
we were
dude.
Faded, and we were like, what would happen? Because I had never...
I'd never...
Lit one off. And I remember, yeah, you didn't either. We're both like, I don't know what happens. Like, I don't know what happens. So we thought it was a good opportunity
was,
to find out what happened because
we
were at
it.
Someone else's house.
We did
I wouldn't do it
at
my house.
No, I wasn't going to do it at my house. My mom would have killed me. No, it was for science, and we learned the... repercussions of
dude, all I remember is getting out of the party and our own friends coming up to us, dude, some asshole lit off a fire extinguisher in her house. We're like, what, for real? And like, we're gonna kick their ass. We're like, let's get them.
What
we gotta
I
get out of here,
what
dude.
I remember is us both moseying into the front room nonchalantly and like, what the fuck's going on? Who did that? Oh, man, that's fucked up. And then leaving.
What I remember the most is driving by there the next day and seeing all of her clothes on the front lawn.
That sucks.
That was so mean. I didn't know how mean it was, though.
No, and I never thought it was going to be mean. Whoever did that, though, was just... They should have.
Well, that's
more.
Just it. You don't think about things
when you're a kid.
When you're
you
a kid,
don't
you don't think
it.
About it.
You just do whatever...
You don't even think about it the next day when you see those clothes. Like you go, that's fucking
ha,
funny.
Dumbass. Yeah. Dumbass. I didn't do anything you did, you dick. Aw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never think, man, this is a good opportunity. We're going to be able to drink inside in the middle of winter, for, you know, for the first time in a
with
long
girls.
Time. With, there's girls.
Yeah, let's there's, screw this up.
There's,
yeah.
all,
there's plenty of weed because I'm stoned.
There's all kinds of accepting white people over here.
I didn't have to think about that much. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a very important subject.
It's like, man, this is
how
nice.
Can I ruin this? And somebody so we could just go hang out with the boys
somebody
again.
Picked me up from the boonies and fucking drove me out here. This is
I'm
gonna
ruin this as soon as possible.
You know what? This is way too good. Fuck this.
I've gotta wreck this situation as fast as I possibly can. And to a point where it's non-repairable. That's what I need to do tonight. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
How long do you normally do cast, podcast?
Oh, about an hour.
What are we at? Hour 15 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, man. Are those all the cast you have right there? All the pod? Oh, that's no.
No,
way.
That's
sorry.
Just.
Me, I couldn't read that.
Yeah, much. I think God, we're what second year?
Yeah, we've been doing this 2 years.
How often do you meet up? Once a week? Once a month?
Just when we can, dude. Yeah. Just
whenever someone calls off band practice.
Yeah, well, you know, you get busy.
Yeah, just whenever.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think if once we start making it, like we have to do this. These certain times, these certain days, it'll kind of lose its fun, you know? So for right now, it's just kind of a play date when we record it.
How do you not know how many people follow you?
I don't. I'm not is very savvy.
Can you not
on,
look? You can't
I
check?
Possibly could, but I'm very lazy. I think I can look. Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know.
I'm just curious. I guess I don't know why I'm so curious. It really doesn't affect me.
I'm just really more concerned.
Kinda, because more people to listen can go to merchhero.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Do you go back and edit them? Like, say, let's say that we kept talking for like three hours because
very
we thought
lazy.
We were so funny.
Fuck
we,
no.
You would never go back and pull out the crap?
So lazy, dude. No. No. There's shit in there that I pulled out one thing one time, and I'll have to tell you about it later.
Well, but you pulled it out, then obviously you don't want to talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, but I pulled out one thing one time. Other than that, there's dead spots. There's mm-hmm. when we had Chad play, he did one little bit, and then he was like, can we edit that? And I was like, no. And then he just went into another part, or then started the song over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah. Once you start editing, dude, it becomes a job. And
does the Rogan guy, does he edit his?
No.
They just talk and...
Yeah.
I don't know the podcast etiquette because you're just the only
one
I've
ever heard. Some people do. Some people have like really clean, like smooth shows. Like Adam Carolla's is pretty much a radio show. Uh-huh. Joe Rogan's is like you're taping friends hang out.
Right.
Chelsea Peretti. That's my
oh,
new
that's
favorite.
The other one you were talking
that's
about.
That's my new
right?
favorite podcast.
Yeah.
It's like she's a comedian. Mm-hmm. Fucking hilarious. You've probably seen her somewhere. But she just takes random phone calls and she's just
how does
brutal.
She get people to call her at that moment?
She tweets it and she's a pretty popular comedian.
So she says, call me up.
Call me between these times.
And she just chats it up.
Her sarcasm's off
the fucking
hook.
And I've thought about doing
hook.
That too, but I just haven't researched like doing a. Because there's another local podcast called the Horrorcast.
Oh yeah, yeah, from Die Monster Die.
Yeah,
right?
The drummer for Die Monster Die. He does it with some other dude. I can't remember his name right now, but they have a answering machine. So what they do is they have callers call into that answering machine, ask their question.
Yeah.
Then they play that on the air and.
She does a little bit of that.
And then they answer it or whatever, you know, and interrupt it and this and that and the other. Mm-hmm.
You guys don't do any audience participation, do you?
No,
we've tried.
You have?
We used to do, like, favorite concept albums and uh-huh. then put it on our Facebook, but nobody would.
No one really.
Nobody, yeah.
You know what my favorite album is? As a complete full album?
What's that?
Modest Mouse, the Shipwreck one. We Were All Dead Before We Left or something. Shipwreck.
We have to check that out.
Dude.
Really?
That whole album, every song, one after another, I'm like, man, you guys are the best band. They're one of my favorites.
Really?
Because of that album.
Wow.
By the way, you missed a fucking
oh,
amazing show.
It. Oh, was it good?
Dude.
I should have gone. They're the best. I knew I should have gone.
I haven't seen them since White Pony Tour. So it's been a long time since I've seen him.
You didn't see him recently at the Rail?
Mm-mm.
When Chino spit on the guitarist? It was hilarious.
Was it?
He was just, you know, jamming, right? And he just spit because that's what you do, I guess, when you get out of breath. And he didn't mean, like, he was just, and he looked to his right and spit. Like, not even just spitting. It lands right in the guitarist's hair.
Oh, shitty.
And I think they already kind of have a sketchy relationship.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, like, the guitarist looks at him like, just like death, just stares at him. And dude, Chino just like shrugs, like looks at him like just arms open. Just the posture was just, ah, dude, I did not mean like, to do that. Not like I'm afraid of you, but more like, I promise that was not, right. I did not mean to just spit on you. It was just so funny because it was awkward, a lot of tension. And he was just like, and then they both just kind of walk away. No words, no sorry, no nothing. Just they look at each other, F you, and the other one was like, I'm sorry, and it was over. It was just like, oh my gosh, you guys hate each other. Like it wasn't like, oh my bad, and shaking like, oh my bad, you know. Yeah. It was just like they were not, it was not funny at all. For me, it was very funny.
Yeah.
But for the guilty party, they were not laughing.
How did they sound?
Phenomenal.
Because I've seen usually depends on Chino, because I've seen him play horrible gigs and I've seen him really good. This last time, dude, he was amazing. I can't believe he could still sing like that
at
whatever age he is.
Do they have a newer album out?
They're coming out November.
How was that Teen Sleep? Did you ever check that
out? It was okay.
Was it all right?
Yeah, it was okay.
I didn't love it.
It was all right.
I had one decent song and the rest was really blah.
I think I listened to one song and thought,
it's kind of boring.
I'm even going to be into this.
The only song
they have two singles out like, now.
You're not even going to remember me. Why? Remember that one song is the only one I even remember. It wasn't very good.
Yeah, Deftones have two singles out right now, dude.
On the radio?
No.
Oh,
on
just
iTunes. They're really, really, really good.
What album would you compare it to?
They're just really well written songs. Yeah, it's similar to Diamond Eyes, I guess.
Okay,
it's really good though.
Like I love all their records, as you know. I should have gone. I didn't do anything that night.
Oh,
I could have gone.
Yeah.
It was one of those lazy things where I'm like, I got shows to watch, dude.
I've been there plenty.
I already untied my shoes.
I mean, I live like what 4 minutes from Bricks or the venue, whatever.
Yeah. You had a blast. It was good.
I'm an idiot. Dang it.
Dude.
I gotta go. Even when I didn't go, I was thinking,
I think
go.
they opened with Passenger. I was like, oh,
I've
fuck,
never
we're
heard them
in
play
for
that
it.
One live.
Really? It was badass.
Who sang Maynard's parts?
Chino.
Okay.
Yeah. He just sang them all.
Nice.
Yeah. It was good.
You know what's funny is like, you mentioned just Chino just saying it. Like, I remember seeing NoFX.
Uh-huh.
And Lori Myers, they started playing Lori Myers. I'm like, holy fuck, who the fuck is going to sing Lori Myers' part? You know, the girl from the Muffs.
Uh-huh.
And it was Melvin.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God. But like Rob used to make fun of me every, like, oh my God, who's going to fucking do it?
Yeah. You know?
But like, I would be like, oh my God, they pulled it off. Like, I didn't think they could.
No Use for a Name, too. What was the one song that, I think the same girl from the Muffs.
No, that's from Tilt.
Oh, no, not that one.
Oh.
Was it different?
I think it was the girls from, one of the girls from, oh shit, Dance Hall Crashers.
Yeah. Yeah. And the guitarist sings her part. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I thought that was a better version.
Yeah. Yeah. I just heard No Use for a Name's version of Bad Fish. Have you ever heard that?
Uh-uh.
I never had heard that until tonight, dude. And it's fucking.
What's it on?
Some Sublime tribute album.
Huh. Have you ever heard them do Cheap Trick's Dream Police?
No?
No Use for a Name? You haven't?
No.
Ooh, you need that.
Oh, yes, I fucking
it's very
do because
good.
I love Cheap Trick as well.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm not texting. I'm looking up that Modest Mouse record.
Oh.
I want to tell you the name because I'm such a huge fan of that record.
Yeah? I've never gave Modest Mouse a chance.
Dude, I've heard their earlier stuff and it's way better than that radio song they have.
My wife, who has the worst taste in music ever. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ever.
I think my wife.
No, but here's the thing. Like, she's into music.
See, my wife.
Oh, right.
So she's not just like not, she loves it, but she likes the gayest stuff. It's horrible. I tell her all the time.
Right.
Like, it's horrible. But she's actually the one that turned me on to Modest Mouse. I think she saw them play at like Liquid Joe's or some bar in Park City or something before they were big.
Uh-huh.
And so she was just a fan, and she turned me on to Modest Mouse. I kind of listened to the first couple. I was like, yeah, they're pretty cool. I like them. And then that record came out, and I was like, sold.
Huh.
They are so good.
What would your album, hands down, favorite album be?
As a complete album?
I don't know.
Throw one out there.
That's so hard to do, dude.
Is it?
You go.
I think Angel Dust would be up there.
Yeah.
Faith No More.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Is that front to back? And that was so ahead of its time, too. Yeah,
that's really good.
Way ahead of its time. Dude, that came out in, what, 90 fucking 2? 91? And that thing was just as hard as the shit that was... That it influenced in the fucking, you know, early aughts.
Yeah.
There's so many good ones.
There is, dude.
But you got to name one that's just been awesome. A whole record. Not necessarily any one song or any one band. Just one record. They're like, dude, this whole record just kills.
I always say this, but...
Are you going to say Live? Are you going to say Live?
Live? Yeah. No, I always say Rubber Soul.
Rubber Soul? Yeah, that's a fucking amazing. Because
it's just so fucking good.
Yeah. I don't even know what that
is. The Beatles. The Beatles, Rubber Soul.
I don't know any. I don't know a single one of their records. I know all their songs.
Right.
There's just been so many millions of compilations,
and everybody knows their songs.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't even know. I don't even think I own like a record. I don't even know what songs would have been on a single record.
Oh, really?
Rubber Soul's the best because it's like the middle of from their very early poppy stuff
to their weird
over
the top.
Yeah, it's like just
transitional phase.
So good.
I would agree.
Revolver's really good too.
Rubber Soul's probably my favorite. Of the Beatles albums.
Yeah.
You can't find it.
You have iTunes right there?
Mm-hmm.
Type in Modest Mouse real quick.
All right.
Because everyone out there needs to buy this record or Spotify it.
Yeah.
And you will love it.
Another album that I could always listen to, too, is London Calling. The Clash. So good. It's got like everything,
dude.
It's not punk. Because they started off as a punk band, you know? Mm-hmm. It's got everything in it, dude. It's like 50s rockabilly, like reggae.
Are they
like...
not on iTunes?
They gotta be, dude. It's Modest Mouse. They're huge.
Oh, yeah, that's what I put in.
Right there. The blue one with the...
This one?
Yeah.
We are...
We were dead before we left or something?
Something.
Yeah.
Before the ship even left, I bet.
Yeah, before the... Yeah. It was about... It was a concept record on, I guess... I don't know, going on a ship or something and like being shipwrecked. And so it sings about being on a boat, you know, like I never thought I'd be on a boat.
Nice.
You guys don't know that song?
Yeah.
That's my favorite line of that whole song. Who never thought they would be on a boat? That's your big accomplishment? Like, I never thought I'd be on a boat. What?
So you want to plug your 801?
Yeah. Create a One Acoustic Art Show next Saturday, which is November 3rd. Starts at 6 p.m. We have Joey Velarde, Lance Everall, Brad Barker, and JLJ as artists. And then some acoustic music, too.
Just
Tyler Privet, myself, Peter Allen Culver, and Amelia Dawn.
So what is this event exactly? You just named artists that paint.
They're going to be showing their painting, and you could buy some painting from them. Mm-hmm. And you could also put in, we're going to have silent auction. So every artist is going to have a painting there. So you might walk away with a pretty badass painting for cheap. And then all the money that's getting gathered from the silent auction is getting donated to the Road Home. And what else? That's what they're going to say about it.
You're donating all the money?
Just from the silent auctions.
Oh.
And we're asking $5 at the door for donations. You don't have to pay, but we're just suggesting it.
Where is this event? What's the atmosphere?
Cocopelli's Coffee, 3955 South Highland Drive.
Coffee it's in Holiday. Shop. Is it big? How many people do you realistically hope will be there?
900 and something have been invited on Facebook, and 40.
Well, so you should at least have 1,000 people.
And 40 said they were going to come. I don't know. I've never done this before, so I don't know how many people are going to show up. I don't know how many people usually show up at the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
What's the maximum capacity of the coffee shop? Do you know?
Because you're going to blow this bitch.
Yeah,
there's 20.
Busting in the
20. Seams. I think 40.
40.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you can come and leave.
Yeah, everybody's. Like I figure that. And a bar named Sue's across the street, so if people want to come get hammered. And then
how
come,
long is the show?
It's going to be all night.
So what time does it start?
Six.
And then it goes till one or
probably.
Whatever.
Probably one.
Are
probably
you guys
depending
all playing
on
playing a set at once, or are you kind of getting back
no.
up after your set's
yeah,
over?
Yeah, I'll play a set, and then, well, I don't know how the order's going to go, but I'm going to play like a 40-minute set, and then everybody's going to play about the same time, too.
When would he be getting back up? Like, if you played at, say, 8, but
maybe
will you get back up at 11? And
maybe. Huh. Yeah, I don't really know how it's all going to work, because like I said, I've never done this before.
It's going to work out, and you're going to be doing it every fucking year, though. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I want to do it twice a year.
Yeah. I mean, even if it doesn't go well this first time, you're still going to try again. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. For sure. So,
it sounds cool.
Yeah, it sounds way cool. I kind
of
yeah.
We talked about kind of that concept once at Blindfold.
Right.
Doing a, but it was more of a fashion show just because my brother.
Right. Well, and that's why I did this, because my brother,
yeah.
so.
Yeah, yeah. But that's, I think that's a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you have you ever done the art strolls in Salt Lake? I don't know. It's mm-hmm. that one little complex. You walk in and out of each little studio. I wish I knew where it was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've never done it, but I know what you're talking about.
On okay. Broadway or the Craft Sabbath stuff? I don't know.
Broadway sounds more familiar. I don't really know.
Third South?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
I just went last week. Brad had a mm-hmm. had like 5 paintings hanging. Dude, there was some cool shit.
No, I bet.
A lot of people go to those when I went. Mm-hmm. So, but like you go in and some places they have wine and some places have some crackers and whatnot out. Yeah. Is that, this is a bar setting. Will there be any?
This is a coffee shop.
I mean, excuse me, a coffee shop. Will there be any
no
booze there?
No. That's why I say a bar named Sue is across the street. So if that's going to make up your mind for you, the... There will
I
be
like
booze
the
across
idea.
The street.
Yeah, I like the acoustic cool idea where I can just chill and talk yeah. to people and look at their art and not be bothered with metal bands like myself making too much noise to right. even think, which I love.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Not when I'm 30 something.
But all the artists are fucking badass, dude.
Yeah, that so stuff I'm that you posted of Lance, I was. That's good shit, man.
Yeah.
I had never seen anything that he'd done before.
Yeah, and Brad's working on some different shit than he's normally doing.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw something Joey's working on, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm pretty
excited. I'm excited to go. I'm excited to go and watch, like, everything just be there and check everything out, you know?
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
You have to remind me. You have to text me, like, the day of.
Okay.
I will. It'll be a game day decision. Because it sounds cool. I totally want to be there. But
yeah.
right.
life gets in the way, so I need I need to be constantly reminded, oh, yeah, I'm going to that.
Yeah. Well, and there's really good coffee there, too. So.
I don't drink coffee anymore, but I love it.
Mm-hmm. Some good shit.
And I will smell it all night.
See, I'm the same
kinda
way.
Kind of like the fish
I'm the
oil.
Same way. I'm the same way.
You don't like coffee?
It fucks with my guts, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I love it. Like, I like smelling it.
Oh, yeah.
I actually tried drinking a cup of coffee. It's been, dude, I swear to God, probably 8 to 10 years since the last time I drank mm-hmm. coffee. And the other day, I was like, you know what? I don't got to work tomorrow. I'm going to see if I can have some coffee. No. I mean, it was good going down, but coming out was not cool.
Really?
Yeah. It, like, tore me up, dude. I was, like, buckled over. I was like, oh, no.
Did you put, like, added, like, creamer and stuff like that?
I put mustard seed and
beef bouillon
in there, and I don't know what the fuck.
And you listen to Liquidiquist on fucking repeat.
Yeah.
So do you love hamburgers more than the average person?
I love hamburgers more than, like, anybody on the planet.
Okay, check this out.
Like, any human. If there was a hamburger that had a suction that could suck dick, I would buy 10 of them.
Have you been... I love hamburgers, too. Not as much as you. Mm-hmm. I thought I did, but I don't. I really don't. But I love them. I love them. And so I go different places to try to, you know, try uh-huh. the garlic burgers or the cotton bottom
yeah,
and stuff
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. All very good burgers. Uh-huh. So, dude, hands down, best burger place. And it's some random place that I just happen to go on a whim. 13th something. It's on 13th South right by the ballpark.
Okay.
Lucky 13.
Oh,
oh yeah.
I've
yeah.
never been there.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been there.
Those burgers
Dude,
are fucking amazing.
The Celestial Burger.
Is that the one
so
with the...
So good. Best burger. And then you get the garlic fries, which are just doused in
oh,
garlic
yeah,
and grease.
Oh, they're fucking way good.
So
Damn.
Good. But that burger is so good. Mm-hmm. I brought multiple people. They're like, you got to taste this burger.
Is that the one with the pastrami on it?
No.
Okay, maybe I haven't had that one.
It's a normal burger. Uh-huh. I think it just has normal, like, I think maybe it just has bacon. I don't even remember what's on it because I don't know.
I'll go there.
Dude.
Tomorrow.
You sold it and then you just kind of lost
well,
it.
Well, I just don't, every time I get this is just an unbelievable burger. Yeah, and it yeah, never disappoints.
It's not wrapped in a cigarette, is it?
Yes. Duh. How else would you get it in? And it's a total bar setting, so you're thinking this is going to be bar food, which is fine.
No,
it's
I dig bar food,
yeah.
though, too.
Which is fine, but it's not like a great burger or a great meal because it's a bar. But when you go here, you're like, dude, this is legitimately one of the best hamburgers
yeah.
I've ever had.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
See, and I'm the type of guy who goes to, I've always gone to dive bars mm-hmm. because I know they're going to have free pouring, you know, mm-hmm. and they have the best shitty food.
Dude,
like, seriously, like,
go
it's going
to
be complete. I haven't been to a bar for a long time.
No, but. This is not a bar. Do either of you go to the Dirty Philly?
Uh-huh. Is that on 70s?
Yeah, the Philadelphian?
Yeah, I used to eat there all the
you
time.
You walk in there, and you're pretty sure you're going to get sick.
Yeah.
Don't. It's the most disgusting place you've ever been.
Oh, yeah.
But you get the Philly, which is their signature thing, uh-huh. and you get all the stuff on it. Tell them to put everything on that they put on there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
See,
it's
I usually go to,
had in my
for
life.
A Philly, I go to Moochie's. Been to Moochie's?
I just went to Moochie's and I got the meatball.
Dude, the meatball. So. That shit, you'll have fucking marinara sauce on the
yeah,
back
was
of your
so
neck, dude.
Good. I went
so
through like
good.
Eight napkins.
Oh,
I got
yeah.
a pile of napkins next to me.
That place
was,
is
yeah.
amazing, dude.
I someone just showed me that like last week.
Yeah.
Just learned of that. That was good.
Oh, yeah. That place fucking
yeah.
rules, dude.
I didn't get the Philadelphia. I didn't get the Philly, though.
It's good there, too. I usually get the meatball, but the Philly is good, too.
You got to go to the Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'll go there. I'll
you got to go there. You got to get the Philly. And mm-hmm. you get the onion rings. Because the onion rings are whack. They're not like any onion rings you've had.
Uh-huh.
Their mushrooms are good, too. Have
yeah,
you ever had
they put it in the same stuff.
Oh,
it's
really?
Fucking good.
Oh,
I saw how they made it.
Mushrooms,
like
it's
deep
whack.
Fried mushrooms.
Yeah.
Like it's this big, spongy, deep fried, breadish type stuff over it. And you're like, what is that?
Yeah.
You eat it, it's really good. But you're like, what is that? I saw them making it.
Yeah?
They should not do that up front. They should do it in the back. It's Bisquick, dude, it's pancakes. For real. They douse it up in pancake and they deep fry it.
Oh,
it
man.
Is the best onion ring
that
you ever had.
Amazing, dude.
They got gobs and gobs of fry sauce. It's just out there for everybody to take. It is awesome. And it's gross.
It is gross.
It is
oh,
gross.
Man,
I'm not
so
exaggerating. It's
no,
nasty.
I'm
yeah,
because
so we used to pick it up for work all the time. So I'd eat it at my job.
Yeah, she never saw where it
I
came
never saw
from.
It. So I. So it was gross. With my ex-wife. We went there and ate inside, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, God,
yeah,
I don't know
bad,
if I'm ever
dude.
Coming here again.
It was
oh, wow.
bad.
That's fucking real.
There was this Chinese place, too, by my work, and I would eat there all the time. They had this, like, you know, really good food.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a coworker there, and he's like, hey, don't look at the carpet. You'll never eat here again. I was like, fuck, why'd you tell me that, dude? You know? What do you do right
yeah,
after that?
The
like,
first
oh,
thing is, like, what are you
talking
about? Oh.
God damn it. Well, I'm not coming here again.
Don't open your eyes to Dirty Philly. There's no one sore spot. Just,
really?
Just shut your eyes. Dude. Have someone bring it to you. It is nasty.
That's fucking awesome.
Should we wrap this up?
Yeah. Do you want to say your new website again?
Yeah. Merch Hero. MerchHero.com. Get your merch. And we're heroic the way we deliver it.
Fucking A.
Yeah, MerchHero.com. We've been in business for a long time as AMS, and we just switched to MerchHero, so we do know what we're doing. It's not totally new. It's just a new direction we're taking the company, but we are very good. We have phenomenal deals. You can get CDs, 100 CDs, full-color print, in a printed sleeve for $100.
Wow.
That is less than half of anywhere you will ever find it. And if you find somewhere that is even close to our bid, I'll half it for you.
Wow.
My offer. Because there's no way. You will never find anyone even close.
Uh-huh.
Let alone, you'll never find someone matches. Not a chance. But find an offer out there that's even remotely close to ours. So we have great deals. Come hit us up. MerchHero.com.
Right on.
Are you doing all the social media stuff?
No. I hired a guy named Chris. Dude, it's kind of funny how we ran in together. He owns Monolith Management. It's a band management site, and we kind of teamed up as far as he caters to bands, I cater to bands, and we chatted how we could, you know, help each other out. And we just got to be friends, and he's selling his company. So I asked him to come over and help me with some stuff. So he's been doing all the the new website, all the social media, everything is all him.
So and, you, so Merch Hero on Twitter, like him on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, love us.
Are you like on Instagram too?
I'm sure we are. I don't know what that is, but I've heard the name, so I think we're on it.
Okay, I'll look and see if you are.
We're on everything, all cool. stuff.
Right okay. on. Very cool, man.
All right, you, anything?
I will be jamming with Liquidiquis next week unless I figure out the burger smokes. So
unless practice gets canceled.
Yeah, so I might practice. I might not. I might cancel, so we'll see. So look for me on Liquidiquis.com.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming, dude. This was fucking rad.
You've talked about it for a while. Have me, and I appreciate it. It's cool.
Anytime.
Yeah. God bless the children of the beast. God bless the children.
So check in.
Check.
Check two, three, check one.
Oh, wow, that was professional.